Here's the Marketplace Index for Monday the 17th. I'm David Brancaccio. This program is about what's driving today's markets and what this says about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 246 points today. That's 2.1%. It closed at 11,397. There had been talk that Europe, ahead of an EU summit next weekend, would launch a huge plan to quash the Eurozone financial crisis. And then Germany's finance minister today said, don't count on it. If that was a bid to lower expectations, it worked. The S&P 500 down 23 points, 1.9%. It closed right at 1,200. NASDAQ composite off 52 points, 2%. And the 10-year bond yield is down to 2.16%. What, you don't remember precisely where you were 2 years ago this week? You know, when Greek authorities revealed a budget deficit twice as bad as first thought? Who knew back then that revised budget math in Greece could trigger 2 years of suspicion and fear? Suspicions that Greece might not be able to pay back what had been seen as risk-free government debt, and fear about what would happen if this spreads to other countries. Zach Elfman is an analyst at Noster Capital in London.
The ability of these countries to repay is in serious doubt. Investors have woken up, and we'll see what happens in other countries where we just assume it's a risk-free bet. But they have the same imbalances and the same amount of debt levels, and their ability to service it in the future is in question. But at this point, countries like the U.S., Japan, yields are still low, but they've got similar problems.
So you're expecting a jittery time in the coming days ahead of that summit?
I'm expecting a jittery time this week, next week, and in the coming months, actually, yes.
It never ends for Europe, right?
Well, that's the problem. If the politicians can't get a grip of it, then the volatility in the market's going to remain. Until a comprehensive solution is found, we're going to have a difficult time.
Yeah, what's the holdup? I mean, you're not the first person to say we need a comprehensive solution.
You know, when it comes down to it, it's going to take Germany to really cough up the money. And given that the German population has woken up to the fact that the German people are paying for it, and especially with all of these worldwide protests happening, it's becoming increasingly difficult to bail out the financial system. Because at the end of the day, it's going to end up in the hands of German and French banks, which are the primary holders of the Greek debt. So what's the politically feasible solution? Your guess is as good as mine, but no solution looks to be available. But we need something.
Zach Elfman at Noster Capital. So what happens when you buy a house? You go to the hardware store. What happens when the real estate market collapses and people don't buy as many houses? Hardware stores suffer. Today, Lowe's said it'll lay off about 2,000 people and close 20 of its 1,700 stores. Lowe's shares went up 0.5%. Time now for the Daily Pulse, our offbeat take on the health of the U.S. economy. The Occupy Wall Street protests celebrate their one-month birthday today. What started as an obscure gathering of a few in a park in downtown Manhattan has turned into a global movement targeting an economic system protesters see as favoring the wealthy. Occupy Wall Street now has an official advertisement and now is reporting nearly $300,000 in mainly cash donations. You can read more about Occupy Wall Street and see how we're monitoring the pulse of the economy on our website, marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio in New York with the Marketplace Index. On APM, American Public Media.